This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Are you building cloud applications with a distributed team? Check out Teleport, an open source identity aware access proxy for cloud resources. Teleport provides secure access to anything running somewhere behind NAT, SSH servers, Kubernetes clusters, internal web apps, and databases. Teleport gives engineers superpowers. Get access to everything via single sign-on with multi-factor. List and see all of your SSH servers, Kubernetes clusters, or databases available to you in one place, and get instant access to them using the tools you already have. Teleport ensures best security practices like role-based access, preventing data exfiltration, providing visibility, and ensuring compliance. And best of all, Teleport is open source and a pleasure to use. Download Teleport at goteleport.com. That's goteleport.com. Reinvent has come and gone, and with it, remarkably few security announcements. Shockingly, it was a slow week for the industry. I'm glad, but I'm also disappointed to be proven wrong in my, the only thing you as a company who isn't AWS should be announcing during Reinvent is a data breach, since nobody's going to be paying attention, snark. But it's for the best. It means that maybe, we're starting to see things normalize a bit. Now, from the community, we saw some interesting stuff. Scuttlebutt has it that cybersecurity insurance providers are increasing their requirements to be insurable. This makes a lot of sense. As ransomware attacks become more numerous, nobody is going to want to cut large insurance checks to folks who didn't think to have offline backups. You might want to check the specific terms and conditions of your policy. I also liked a write-up as to why the C-suite doesn't need access to all corporate data. It's true, but it's super hard to defend against. When the CTO requests access to your AWS root account, who's likely to say no? If you're going to push for proper separation of duties, either do it the right way or don't even bother.
This episode is sponsored in part by my friends at Cloud Academy. Something special just for you folks. If you miss their offer on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever day of the week doing sales it is, good news, they've opened up their Black Friday promotion for a very limited time. Same deal, $100 off a yearly plan, $249 a year for the highest quality cloud and tech skills content. Nobody else is going to get this, and you have to act now because they have assured me this is not going to last for much longer. Go to cloudacademy.com, hit the start free trial button on the homepage, and use the promo code CLOUD when checking out. That's CLOUD. Like loud, what I am, with a C in front of it. They've got a free trial too, so you'll get 7 days to try it out to make sure it really is a good fit. You've got nothing to lose except your ignorance about cloud. My thanks to Cloud Academy once again for sponsoring my ridiculous nonsense.
And from AWS, there was really one blaring announcement that made me happy in the security context, and that was that Amazon S3 Object Ownership can now disable access control lists to simplify access management for data in S3. And it's huge. S3 ACLs have been a pain in everyone's side for years. Remember that S3 was the first AWS service to reach general availability and a second one in beta after SQS. Meanwhile, IAM wasn't released until 2010. Ignore bucket ACLs so you don't have to think about them is a huge step towards normalizing security within AWS, specifically S3. And from the community's tools, I guess it's not a tool so much as it is a tip, or I don't even know how you describe it, but I love it, because Scott Piper is doing the Lord's work by curating a list of cloud provider security mistakes. Lord knows that none of them are going to be showcasing their own failures, or thankfully, those of their competition, because I don't want to get in the middle of that mudslinging prize. It's well worth checking out and taking a look at, particularly when one provider or another starts getting a little too full of themselves around what they're doing in security. That's what happened last week in AWS Security. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters,
please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.